You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It is time now for our daily tech and business report. Now, we are joined again today by Bloomberg's Ed Ludlow. Now, Tesla shares are up more than 14% today following Trump's election victory. This as company CEO Elon Musk becomes one of the former president's biggest backers, spending more than $130 million on Trump and other Republican races. Ed, good afternoon. Do you have any idea what role Musk might play in a Trump administration?
Yeah, I think we don't actually have a firm sense, but what I'm hearing from people inside the various companies that the Musk's at the helm of is that it would be more likely to be advisory, right? What we're talking about is so-called Department of Government Efficiency, the acronym of which is DOGE, right, after the cryptocurrency that Musk has touted. But it's kind of unlikely that the Trump administration and President-elect Trump would form some kind of new government or federal level institution. So the working assumption in those businesses is that Musk stays at the helm of them, stays as CEO, and it's a more sort of informal relationship that Musk has with Trump in advising on how to cut down government bureaucracy and make it more efficient.
Now, early on in the campaign, Trump spoke out against Biden's support of electric vehicles. Now, how much did that change once Musk decided to back Trump?
Yeah, it softened. Certainly it softened. I mean, the working assumption of market strategists and industry analysts is that the Trump administration will try to repeal back some of what's legislated flaw in the Inflation Reduction Act. So right now in this country, there's a consumer-facing credit, an EV tax credit of $7,500, and then there is financial support available to the manufacturers themselves. And one reason that Tesla shares are up so significantly is that, say, hypothetically at this stage, Trump pulled the consumer credit, the EV tax credit, it would probably hit names like Ford and General Motors more, maybe like a Rivian, which has a higher price point. But Tesla's got a lot of scale, you know, it is able to do EVs with a greater economic advantage and so likely to be less impacted in that standpoint. And at the same time, you know, Trump has kind of said that he's not against EVs per se. He just thinks that you should have optionality, you know, the ability to buy a gas car, a hybrid car. And at the center of all of it, more importantly, is the Trump administration and Trump himself championing manufacturing in this country, which is in principle consistent with Biden, but he'll have a very different way of going about it.
So we know he's just going to continue to walk the line until he gets into the administration again to see what he actually does with the EVs and the rebates. But with Tesla's stock way up, and we're looking at stocks in general up for the best in 2 years, how about the other EV companies? Are they really going to be starting to flounder?
Yeah, I mean, one name that's down significantly is Rivian, around 8%. Lucid, another Bay Area EV startup, is down about 6%. And I think it's that, you know, it's almost like by association between Musk and Trump. You know, most would agree, and when I say most, I'm talking about the markets, investors, sell-side analysts, that Tesla is just the best position to benefit from this administration when it starts in the new year. Because of the relationship that's there and the influence that Musk clearly has on Trump and the ability for Musk to get Trump's ear on issues that are relevant to the companies that he is at the helm of.
Well, thank you very much there. That is Bloomberg's Ed Ludlow. We appreciate the talk once again. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays here at 12:30 p.m. on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m. every morning.